Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday the 16th of April. Apologies, I've returned back with a chronic cold and cough. Came on last night and has got worse overnight. That's what happens when you hang around with pesky kids for a weekend. I do apologise for the coughing and there's nothing I can really do about it. Right, nothing football-wise. Brighton play Cardiff tonight. Two teams horrendously out of form. If I was picking one, I'd side with Brighton, but certainly not at even money. Cardiff, obviously, very slim chance of survival, but there's nothing in that for me. I think both teams probably having a go to it. If I was looking at the match, I'd probably look at something like over 2.5 goals, but it's one I will just be ignoring, and I'll probably watch the Champions League games where we obviously have Barcelona taking on United. I can't see a miracle from United tonight. Barcelona about the right price, so that'll be that done. And I'm expecting Juventus to get past Ajax tonight. That would be basically, I think we'll see Barcelona and Juve through at the end of this evening. But I'm just going to take a watch in brief and watch those. We have the first day of Newmarket, the Craven meeting today. And I do have a horse trade in the 150 at Newmarket. Tommy Taylor, currently 9.8, backing to lay for about 30% profit. So backing at 9.8 and then laying that off in running. Hopefully get matched up and make a few quid on that one. So it's Tommy Taylor in the 150 at Newmarket, 25 to 30% back to lay. So that is it from the betting front for today. Let's just cover the golf. I've had some funny emails, some abusive emails. You always get the "you don't know what you're fucking talking about" emails, which do make me laugh. And of course it is a bit of banter and my opinion. I do believe the Open is by far the best tournament. The Masters is run by the club. It's run by old men in green blazers, and the drops that they gave Molinari, for example, were not in the right place. I have that argument all day long with anybody, but they just, it's gone on for years. People just do what they like. Woods himself did it in one of his first ones back after injury, dropped it in the wrong place. Just seems to go on unnoticed. Of course the golf course is fantastic, looks fantastic, is lovely, and Woods, it's a marvellous achievement to win it. I didn't think he would win. I didn't think he'd win a major again, but he did. The greatest golfer of all time is Jack Nicklaus, and what Nicklaus said often is that you just keep playing and don't make mistakes and let the others make mistakes around you, and that's how he won 50% of his majors, and that's exactly what Woods did. I was sort of bemused by what was going on, watching people like Molinari stuff it in the water repeatedly. You know, people like Dustin Johnson, you look and think what a week he could have had. He just seemed to slip by on the radar. But fair play, Woods did win it. When you look at it and think, I compare it again to the Open, would I rather be given the green jacket in a little shed talking to Jim Nantz, or be presented with the claret jug in front of 15, 20,000 fans who've run up the last fairway and in the grandstands? Hands down, I know which one I would rather have. But yes, he did win it, and I did say I would get a job, so I'm going to be actively seeking work when the football season ends. We'll see what we can find. Might go and do some volunteer work as a penance for my crimes, but I have said that's the last major he win. He won't win anymore. There'll be a massive overreaction now to everything he plays in, which will only be good if you want to lay him. What else was there? Was there anything else? Sorry, I'm really feeling a bit spaced out with this cold. I'm sure I had more on the golf, but I can't get my head round it. I'll probably think of more over the next couple of days as I start to look at the events ahead. So that is it for today. We've got Tommy Taylor in the 150 at Newmarket. Quiet week of football, few games, but obviously I'll have a look at the Champions League, Tottenham, Man City tomorrow. My view is that Man City are too short in the to qualify market. I do think Spurs are capable of scoring up there. I'm not saying Man City won't go through, but it was just a great result last week, the 1-0. So with the away, if Tottenham can get an away goal, then obviously City need to get three. Of course, I'm not saying they can't do it. I just think they're a bit short in the to qualify market. It's one of those games where if Spurs can hold on for 20 minutes, then it will be a completely different game than it was at the start. So anyway, I'll look at that tomorrow. But Tommy Taylor for today, and I will be back to you, hopefully feeling a bit better tomorrow morning.